Welcome to the Alleycast for January 2009. I'm Chris Boros. This is Folk Alley's monthly podcast where we look at all of the newest content available on our website. In this episode, we'll be listening to samples of our in-studio session recording with Kerry Rodriguez and our exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert with Daryl Scott. Also, our open mic artist of the month is Jim Pipkin. We'll also listen to a special montage of the best music released last year. And to close out the Alleycast, we'll hear a story about a rare folk rock band called Trees that only made two albums in the early 1970s. First, though, let's listen to Kerry Rodriguez. She recently stopped by the Folk Alley studios and sat down with Jim Bloom. During the Alleycast, we'll hear a couple different moments of this interview. Here's Jim Bloom talking with Kerry Rodriguez.
Anything happened that has discouraged you, or has music been an entirely positive experience for you?
No. Nothing.
Being on the road must be tough.
There's a lot of tough things. Being on the road, we've been on the road now for like basically the last 2 years straight. But really, since I graduated from college in 2000, I've pretty much been on the road ever since. And you do have days where you feel a little isolated or, you know, worn down. But I try to picture myself doing something other than playing music every night, and I can't. You know, it just seems miserable to not do that. So even if you have a rough 8-hour van ride, at the end of the day, you still get to get up and play music with your friends. And I just feel very lucky that I get to do that.
I've asked many people that question. Only one other person has given me that answer. Slade Cleaves told me, what else would I do? He couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'm very good at anything else, to be honest. I tried to be a bartender. I had a time where I was just finished a record, and I couldn't go out and tour because we're still working on it, and I needed to do something. And so I got this gig as a bartender. I lied my way into it in New York, said that I had experience, and I had none. And I was a terrible, terrible bartender, but did get some ideas for songs. That was a good part.
And at a late night party, you could mix any drink, I suppose.
Not very well. No, I really wasn't very good at it. So I think I should stick to music.
Hans Holsen joins us as well.
Hi.
How did you two meet?
I was with a different artist, and we met at a folk festival.
In Denmark. Actually.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Now, would that be the Tuner Festival? Or?
It was.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm. And you two saw each other and realized that maybe music together might be a good thing.
I think we met, we realized we had a lot in common, and then started working with each other soon after that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. He was playing with another fiddle player that actually I went to Berklee College of Music with. Her name's April Virch.
Oh, I know April, yeah.
And we just really hit it off musically. And Kyle, too, who's going to be playing bass with us later today, was there at that festival that same year. And ever since, we've just been great friends and now been playing music together for 4 years, five.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Lots of quality time spent in the van together.
I'll bet. Since your instruments are here, can we get you to play something?
Sure. Let's play a song from the new album. This is called Absence. Don't let last leaves on a maple look lonely on a cold autumn day. Don't people hold tighter when love starts slipping away? Don't those winter winds whisper it's time to let go? Don't a maple look stronger when her last leaves have fallen to the snow? Hardest truth. We'll be right back.
together by the light of the moon. Don't a heart be heavy alone in a dark and empty room. It's no sleep when a name with on a wind of pain. Absent stills the heart is true.
Carrie Rodriguez and a song called Absence, recorded in the Folk Alley Studios. Speaking with Carrie was Folk Alley's Jim Bloom. Right now on the website, you can listen to the full Carrie Rodriguez session recording. It's at folkalley.com. Coming up a little bit later on in the Alleycast, we'll hear another song that Carrie performed in our studios. I'm Chris Boros, and each month we pick a special Folk Alley open mic participant to feature on our website. This month, it's one of our favorites, Jim Pipkin from Phoenix, Arizona. Jim's been releasing albums since 1989. His first effort was called Primitive Mind, and his newest album, released in 2008, is called Rebel Souvenirs. It just came out at the end of 2008, in fact. Jim posted a couple songs from this new record on Folk Alley, and here's the title track. It's our buddy Jim Pipkin with Rebel Souvenirs.
Where the proud old remnants dwell. Step in from the front porch, there's a feeling you can't tell. You won't find a living room, it's called the parlor here. Full of dark wood, ticking clocks and rebel souvenirs. I was hub by to a tractor tire when I first learned the rules. Stories on our parlor walls were not discussed in school. Honors won, causes lost, and interracial fears. Dark wood, ticking clocks, and rebel souvenirs. Our ancestors farmed this land from childhood to their graves. Now we stock the big box stores with the work of Asian slaves. Seems the more things stay the same, the more they disappear. Dark wood, ticking clocks, and rebel souvenirs. Tucked away in cedar chests, old memories still hide. Folded right beside them are the flags that do not fly. From frames along the mantel gaze those long dead volunteers. Dark wood, ticking clocks, and rebel souvenirs. Whether we were right or wrong was up for us to choose. One revolution we helped win, one we had to lose. The fires of freedom roared right through, but left some embers here. Dark wood, ticking clocks, and rebel souvenirs. Mansion shacker double wide, fading year by year. Dark wood, ticking clocks, and rebel souvenirs.
Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for January 2009. He's one of our favorites on open mic, Jim Pipkin, from his brand new record called Rebel Souvenirs. You can listen to a whole handful of songs that Jim has posted on Folk Alley's open mic. You can find that at the homepage at folkalley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and during the 42nd Kent State Folk Festival in November of 2008, Folk Alley was on hand to record a bunch of the concerts. We're going to listen to something right now from that event. This is Daryl Scott from November 6, 2008. Daryl performed the concert alongside Richard Schindel. On the website, you can listen to the full Daryl Scott concert performance. It runs about an hour long. Right now, we'll hear about 16 minutes of it or so. This is Daryl Scott, an exclusive concert recording from folkalley.com.
Been rainy and windy for 7 days straight. I've been going to bed early and getting up late. I look out my window and it's one shade of gray. Well, my wife and my kids, they don't have much to say. A man out of work only gets in the way. Oh, the river is rising now, 1 inch an hour. And tonight we'll be lucky if we still have power. But I got a flashlight and oil lamp and I'm ready to go. And a fresh set of batteries for my son's radio. If the dam really breaks, at least we'll know where to go. River Tang me, River Tang me, River Tang me, far from troubled times. River Tang me, River Tang me, River Tang me, far from troubled times. Oh, oh, oh. Well, if I had a boat, you know what I'd do? I'd float me and my family right down to Baton Rouge. I wouldn't work in no factory, I'd live off the land and live within means of my own two hands. Dance Saturday night to a Zydeco band. Flows and a young man dreams, and the river can drown you or it can wash you clean. It can take you away to some other place. It can power your cities and carry your waste and give all you drink a peculiar taste. Oh, don't look to me, I've done my time. You see, I've had too many dreams for this one heart of mine. And I've stood on the bridge with a river below, feeling all the sadness that a proud man could hold. Well, the river is full, but there's no way to go. There's no way, no way, no way. River take me, river take me, river take me far from troubled times. River take me, river take me, river take me, take me. River take me, river take me, river take me far from troubled times. Oh, oh. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's farewell, my true love. A song is in the air. I hear the west calling to see what's for me there. With the sun I'm leaving, I'll be Montana bound. Ain't no use in grieving. I'll show you what I found. I will show you what I found. But some folks have it easy. At least that's how it seems. Reach up and pick an apple. Reach up and find a dream. Some travel in the darkness and rest upon the shade. Some wrestle with their demons and face them unafraid. We argue for our better selves. We only ask for more. We take the mirror from the shelf and find the open door. We find the open door. I love you with a fever. I love you with a past. My heart is a keeper as long as it will last. As long as it will last. I'll tell you what I know. We walk this road together. And we walk this road alone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 42 years. Is that the oldest running folk festival in the country, or one of them? It's got to be, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. What has been around more folk festival-wise in the U.S.? Anybody know? Newport more than 42? And Philly, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's still going right here, and I'm glad to be part of the opening night of this year. Thank you. Here's a song that I wrote, I would say with my dad. We weren't in the same room, but I got his lyrics to this. And I got for Christmas a few years ago a big collection of his lyrics that his wife had typed out in the old-fashioned way, you know, the old typewriter kind of way. And I knew basically most of those lyrics because I grew up with my dad. I knew those. The songs and all, but there was this one that I really didn't, and it was this lyric, and I put a tune to it and added a last verse. So it's a co-write with the old man, even though we have sat together a few times to write, but this is one that came from 1964, his lyric, and I put a tune to it in 2000 and a last verse. And it's just as appropriate today as 1964 or 1864.
I can
Watch that big light shine this way. Hear that whistle softly blowing. Lord, it's been an awful day. I watched him leave that Friday morning. It was in the month of May. I told my son, I said, son, be a good soldier, but return again someday. He did return just 1 year later. Lord, I'll not forget that day. The baggage car is where he traveled, in a casket where he lay. Train man, keep your whistle blowing. Make it moan and make it whine. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine. Just like mine. In a little country graveyard, on a dark and dreary day, they placed a flag upon a casket, and a casket in the grave. I couldn't stand it any longer, and I knew not how to pray. I just cried, oh Lord, I hate to leave him all alone beneath the clay. Train man, keep your whistle blowing. Make it moan and make it whine. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like see him as a baby, and I can hear him call my name, and I can feel him under fire, and see him rising from the flame. Lord, if I could, I'd trade places. I would gladly give my all. I'd wrap that goddamn flag around me like a blanket and listen for the clods to fall. Train man, keep your whistle blowing. Won't you make it moan and won't you make it whine? You sure know how to make a man feel lonesome with a memory like mine. Train man, keep your whistle blowing. Make it moan and make it whine. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine. Recorded
by Folk Alley's contributing producer Jimmy Wilson, that is Daryl Scott from the 42nd Kent State Folk Festival, an exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert recording You can listen to the full recording right now on the homepage. It runs about an hour at folkalley.com. Coming up soon on the Alleycast, to close out the episode, we'll listen to a band called Trees. They made only two albums in the early 1970s, and they're pretty obscure, so stay tuned for that. Each year, we like to look back on the previous year about the great music that came out. 2008 was certainly no exception of great music, and that is heard in our Best of 2008 side stream that's on the website right now. It's close to 9 hours long. That's how much great music came out last year. And we'll be updating the stream regularly. There are no artist repeats, so listen often. Right now, let's listen to about a 6-minute montage of some of the music that's heard in this special side stream.
Someone is absent, the shepherd said, has all my pets, bookie bent his head for several Sundays, absent too. So tell me, teacher, what did you do? You love to love me when you're leaving. Halfway out the door, you always turn around and kiss me, saying you hate to go, but never, no, no, no. You never kiss me hello. Once before you go, come on and kiss me hello.
Club raised pigs for the county fair. She taught her how to rope and ride on her own. Worked harder cause her dad wasn't there. Now Abby stayed away from drugs, made A's and B's, dressed up for the high school formal. Single moms out raising kids every day. Abby longed to be that kind of normal. She was raised by a hard-working, tough, loving gal. That's not so unusual, is it? But daddy's doing life in the Walla Walla pen. She's the daughter of a conjugal visit. So if your daddy's a doctor, sailor, farmer, jailer, rider, plumber, driver, drummer, janitor, cook, a lawyer, anchor, broker, banker, barber, teacher, painter, preacher, actor, waiter, senator, crook, oh, it's not so unusual, is it? It's not so unusual, is it? It's not that significant, is it? We all come from a conjugal visit. She's the daughter of a conjugal visit. Just a product of a conjugal visit. We all come from a conjugal visit.
think that morning when she rose that this would be the very last of all her maiden days? And in the parish where they live, they're the happiest pair of all. Mabel's lying one day, and she lies next to the log.
Somebody else. Now she's smiling, shining. Her future looks so bright. Now she's finally happy behind those big blue eyes. And no one knew how much she hated. She don't miss a single everybody's favorite.
That's a special montage of some of the best music released in 2008. There's a side stream right now on FolkAlley.com that's close to 9 hours long and features all of the greatest stuff that came out last year. And in that montage, we listen to Kristen Andresen, Bodega, Cadillac Sky, Cara Luft, The Waybacks, Crooked Still, and Justin Townes Earl. And that is just a very small sample of what you can hear in this side stream. There are no artist repeats, and we'll be regularly updating the side stream, so listen often. I'm Chris Boros. This is the Alleycast for January 2009. Let's listen to one more song from Carrie Rodriguez when she stopped by our studio. Here's Jim Bloom talking with Carrie.
For years, you sang and wrote with Chip Taylor. And he told me once that when he first decided to work with you, that you were not going to sing. You were a little shy about it. Yet we hear you today in your solo career and, of course, on all the recordings with Chip. You are bold and powerful and full of things to say. Could that have possibly been true, that you were too shy to sing?
I was, and I was pretty stubborn about it. I mean, I used to play with my father when I was in my early teens around Austin, you know, folk clubs and stuff like that. And he would always try to get me to sing too. And maybe that's part of why with Chip in the beginning, I was so shy and kind of against it. Because my father would sort of embarrass me and say, now my daughter's going to sing for us. And I'd get shy and mad. And so, I don't know. And I never thought that I had that much to offer in terms of my voice. I just didn't.
So how did he coax it out of you?
Well, I was getting paid, you know,
you're going to sing.
No, well, really, I was so excited to have that gig. You know, it was my first real touring gig right out of music school. And when he hired me to play fiddle with him, he said, can you sing a little harmony vocal stuff? And I said, well, sure. Because I really just wanted the gig and wanted to do whatever he needed. But I was very shy about it, and it took a long time before I actually believed him that it sounded okay.
Well, especially when you consider that his writing style is to write back and forth with the two singers trading verses, almost talking to one each other.
Yeah.
And that, of course, was something that made you center stage.
Yeah, it terrified me at the beginning. I mean, I remember the first song he wanted me to sing with him as a duet was a song he wrote for Billy Vera and Judy Clay. It's called Storybook Children, and it's that whole back and forth. Each person sings a verse. And we were on tour, I think, in Holland or something. And I remember the entire first half of the show, my knees were literally knocking with the thought that at the end I was going to have to sing this song with him. Yeah. But
it's probably helped you today, though.
Well, you do something in enough, you know, I guess you get, you just... It's too exhausting to be nervous all the time, really. And the more I did it, the more I started having fun with it. And now I really don't think too much about my voice or singing. I just really enjoy it, you know. And if I'm inside of a song and experiencing the song in a very honest way, then I figure what comes out will be honest and hopefully, you know, reach some people.
Tell me about the song Ragdoll.
This is one that this is the one tune on the album that I did not write, and the guy that produced the album is named Malcolm Byrne, and his wife is a great songwriter, and I spent a lot of time with them in their house just playing music and getting ready for this album in a very relaxed way. I'd sit around and play songs for Malcolm, and I heard his wife playing this one day on the piano and fell in love with the song. I felt like it was for me, so put it on the record.
Well, since you no longer have your fiddle and you have this beautiful four-string K, let's stay with that and we'll hear Ragdoll.
Sure. You make it hard to love you when every time I do it just turns bad, and I try to stop this feeling knowing you're the best I'll ever have, and I think I'm a floppy ragdoll for you to toss aside when you grow bored. You make it hard to love you. Now it's all I seem to know. I make it hard to love me. When every time you do, I lose my head. And I try to do it better. Remember all the good things that you said. And you think I'm like my toy soldier, always at the ready when I call. Make it hard to love me. Now it's all you're living for.
Kerry Rodriguez and Ragdoll, recorded at the Folk Alley Studios. Kerry spoke with Jim Bloom, and right now on the website, you can listen to the full Kerry Rodriguez session recording, along with her conversation with Jim. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for January 2009. In the 1970s, the UK folk rock scene was in full force. Once Fairport Convention had success with the Lesion Leaf record in 1969, a whole handful of bands emerged throughout the next few years. There were the Amazing Blondell, the Albion Band, Mr. Fox, Dransfield, Morris On, Horselips in Ireland, Forest, Dulcimer, and many others, including a band called Trees that made just two albums, both released in 1970. Trees were formed in 1969 during the very beginnings of the folk rock scene in the UK. They immediately gravitated towards Fairport Convention, using them as direct influence for their sound. Many would claim that Trees were almost a copycat band to some degree, utilizing a female singer and performing a number of rocked-out traditional songs. But unlike Fairport, Trees were far less polished and professional, and according to Bias Boschel, bass player, Fairport had more direction and vision than Trees ever did. Boschel claims their naive attitude was to blame, but that attitude was also a strength that gave the band no boundaries. Upon formation, Trees quickly signed with Clearwater, a young management company which helped them land a deal with CBS, even before they played any major gigs. The band's first album, The Garden of Jane Delaunay, features four traditional tracks, including this version of the ballad Lady Margaret.
Lady Margaret, she's sitting in a high hole, combing down her long yellow hair, when she sees Sweet William and his new made bride, riding through the church so near. She throwed down her ivory coat. She throwed down her long yellow hair. Said, I'm never going down to the church no more. Never no more go there.
Trees weren't afraid to extend the songs into long jams, again influenced by early examples from Fairport and songs like A Sailor's Life, though Trees' extended jams were a bit heavier and slightly stranger. On that first album, Trees also tackled another ballad called Jack Orion, though on their album they rename it Glask Orion. Trees also reworked the popular Irish song She Moved Through the Fair, which has now become a standard. Till I wear. The original songs on the album were a bit more steeped in rock than folk, but on this composition called Road, both elements are certainly in place.
I am a road and I know where I'm going to. Follow my path and we'll go somewhere. You are a river if you know where you're flowing to. And to the sea and the salty air.
When the band released their second album that same year called On the Shore, they found a more conventional and accessible sound while staying true to the original concept of the first release, with versions of traditional songs like Jordy, Little Sadie, Sally Free and Easy, and Streets of Derry. Among the originals on the second album, the epic-sounding song Murdoch is the obvious highlight. During this period, Trees gigged heavily with acts like Pink Floyd, Matthew Southern Comfort, A Young Genesis, and Fleetwood Mac. When CBS advanced them funds for brand new equipment, most bands would have jumped at the opportunity. But for Trees, suddenly it felt too professional, with heavyweight management killing their early naive immaturity. The pressure was too much for Trees, and the band split after recording just those two albums. For some time, those records were quite expensive collector's items for diehard fans seeking music in the genre. But luckily, both albums are now in print and easily found on CD. Original vinyl versions, though, are still quite rare. While Trees never reached the popularity of some of their contemporaries, they left behind two equally interesting and significant albums that many outside of the UK folk rock genre have either forgotten or never had the chance to hear. This has been the Alley Cast from FolkAlley.com for January 2009. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out the website and listen to all of the newest content that's available for you, like our in-studio session recording with Carrie Rodriguez, our exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert recording with Daryl Scott, our special 9-hour side stream of the best music released in 2008, and of course, the open mic songs of Jim Pepkin. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.